I'm about 2.5 pints over a casual drink with friends, which almost makes this a night out. How you doing?
Good, yeah. You would call it with friends, except for I'm in the singular versus the plural.
Ah, the other one's gone.
Ah, yes. Yeah. This is like Del Boy, where Rodney and Grandad's asleep in the armchair. He's not here. There's just the two of us.
We can make it if we try. Hang on, listen. We've only had a few points.
Sorry, we have to get it.
And you're already singing.
We have to. Sorry, I was out of key. We can make it if we try.
We're standing in a street in Dublin outside the Bleeding Horse, which
Camden Street.
Interestingly, says it's the oldest pub in Dublin? Well, question mark.
With a question mark, yes.
Which means it's probably not.
No, but it was. The first time I was ever here was the Dublin semi-final replays versus Meath. I was about 7.
Is that a football 18, reference?
It's a Gaelic football reference. Okay. I was about 18 years of age. And I think that was the first time I was ever here. Yeah, somebody could do the maths on that one. It was the third replay, by the way. I think it was Charlie Redmond scored by a point, if you remember that one.
It's funny because there was football playing in the other room. I chose an area of the pub that didn't have TVs, and if anybody got even slightly excited, you were up and out and checking the screens.
Well, that's because I'm an Arsenal fanatic.
Because you don't have a telly at home.
No, well, we do have a telly, but I don't watch it very much.
It's exciting. Oh, moving pictures.
Oh, no, look, yeah. No, there are just people outside on the street. We're behind the window. Yeah. Oh, the people of Ireland beat a whole Shigosha. Haven't seen a telly now in 32 years. No. It's good to have you across again. Good to see you again, actually. The last time I saw you, you were with Bill Thompson and Mark Rock. And Brian Green was with me, actually, as well.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah, I remember Brian. Well, I remember Bill and obviously remember Mark as well. That must have been at the Media Flash Conference.
That was the Media Flash Conference. Yes, yes, yes. A long time. Well, I think you were at the Crow Park Hotel at the time.
I was. We were living it up then. I'm now in the Camden thing.
The Camden Court Hotel, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice spot.
It's actually not that bad. The lobby is very impressive when you walk in.
Is it?
And then it's the same as every other hotel, but it seems to be relatively quiet. And I don't know, there's something about being in this part of Dublin that I really like as well. There's a lot around it. We had some awesome food earlier on.
Yeah.
Accidentally. Is this really vegetarian? What, like, no meat at all?
No, I was laughing because I asked for the salad. I thought their salads looked quite good. I had the name there, but that's a 10 euro note. It's not much of a name on that. Hold on. I'll get it. I have it here. Oh, yes. Sorry. It's called Govinda's. We're delicious... meats, that's kind of rhetoric, isn't it? Where delicious meats, nutritious, that's M-E-E-T-S. It's 100% pure vegetarian restaurant. And I have to say, the big thing about there is the two ladies behind the counter more than made up for the lack of cow.
Totally. And when they said, if you can eat this, you can come back for more or something. I ate it, but believe me, I didn't want any more.
Yeah,
there was a lot of portion there.
Yeah, but you had like a tofu thing, and it looked like, you know, the sauce you'd get on chicken wings. It looked like that kind of ordinary, like,
it was better than that, man.
Sauce.
It was awesome.
I thought it was, you know, maybe some
she
kind
of... She gave me this big choice of all this lovely stuff, and I'm like, yeah, put it on. Like the whole of it, like a mountain of... I guess that kind of defeats the healthy object of being vegetarian or vegan.
Yeah,
forget
no,
the ethics sides.
I apologise to the two ladies beside me because I said I just have the salad. And I went, God, it's a good thing I'm not vegan and vegetarian and a bit fussy. No offence. And that's what I actually said. I said, no offence to the two ladies if you are vegan or vegetarian. She said, you know, this is a vegetarian restaurant.
And you were like, is it?
Get out of here. You're off your rocker, vegetarian. Whoever heard of such trivial matters? No. It was good. It was nice food, though. I liked it.
I just realised we're like 5 minutes into having a conversation. Who are you?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm Peter Donegan. At Donegan Gardens on the Twitter sphere is who I am.
Twitter sphere. Yes. That's like a gardener turned marketer.
Oh, is it? Yeah, well, I spent most of my life talking to the upper foliage bracts of a tree. Yeah, I spend most of my life up trees.
I actually used you in my presentation today.
How did that go?
It was quite interesting to talk about you, and when I explained that less than 5% of what you say on Twitter is in Latin. The look on everybody's face as if to say, what? They didn't even expect anybody to know 1% Latin.
Yeah, but I, well, for those who have a hedge, most of you will have either A...
For those that have a hedge, we salute you.
Yeah. That's AC/DC for those of you about to rock. But I think the big thing is, as I was saying to you last night on the phone, I have a choice that I can either say, A, you have privet hedge, or I can say Ligustrum ovalifolium aurea variegata, which is basically the variegated version of privet hedge. And one makes me sound really intelligent, but it also makes you want to kick me a lot. That's if I say it repeatedly. And that's the bit.
Although I love audio, the fact that we're standing next to what is effectively...
it's a plastic hedge!
Plastic hedge. Yeah. I will play this to you now. How do you play a plastic hedge? The whole hedge is literally plastic.
You know, do you know I did a gig? I did a gig about 4 years ago, and it was about greening up a certain part of Dublin. That was the reason I was there, was to do, classes or on-site demonstrations. And I built a garden there, and et cetera, et cetera. And the coffee shop around the corner had plastic... the only coffee shop in the area had plastic hedging. And I think we spotted out of what must have been about 300 apartment faces. It's plastic.
People are stroking the plastic edges.
But out of all of the 300 approximate apartments, there was one window box and plastic edging around the corner. Plastic edging, come on, you know.
You do all kinds of stuff garden-related online, be it video, mostly audio, offering all kinds of free stuff all over the place. How valuable is giving away free for you?
I think if you're going to get, in the days of, you know, internet 2011, if you're going to get the information from somewhere, you may as well get it from me.
A human being.
Yeah, well, I think there was that old adage of, you know, I won't let you copy my stuff that I have written when we're in school, which kind of made sense when calculators weren't allowed in examinations. But in the days of internet, you know, to be honest with you, somebody's going to throw it up there. It may as well be the most correct information. So why not is the answer. And the other thing is I don't mind, you know, the greatest reward, to be honest with you, I can get personally. And I say personally as versus business, is you ringing me saying, hey, I tried that and it worked. Or emailing me or whatever suits your fancy. But, I mean, you today told me that you bought the hedge that I recommended to you about a year ago.
Yeah, I didn't buy the whole hedge, just a bit of it, hoping it will grow into one. Have you ever tried to get a whole hedge in a car?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Can you imagine going to a garden centre? I like that bit, but have you got it in hedge?
I want his one, yeah. No.
Do people ever steal, like, hedges and foliage and stuff like that, en masse?
I don't know about stealing an entire hedge, but I know plant theft is a big thing. I remember writing an article about that. What am I, 35 now? So when I was about 26, I remember writing an article on garden theft. And it is, it's a big thing. And it wasn't, I mean...
Garden theft.
I don't mean awesome, breaking into somebody's hedge. Yeah. I mean going in and digging up somebody's plant and taking it. You know, I remember talking to a girl in, Land's End, actually. And she was telling me the biggest problem that she had was people coming and taking cuttings of her geraniums. Like, they were just nipping a bit and putting it into her handbag and walking away with it, you know.
Oh, funny you should say this. It was only recently I was in Hollycroft Park in Hinckley, and I was speaking to the park warden there, talking about how, oh, this is a park from my childhood and all the rest of it. And I must apologise for my grandmother. Every time she used to walk me through the park, she'd always find a plant she really liked, take a little snippet and take it home. Do you mind about this? And he says, No, it's that woman over there that I worry about. And he points to this woman, and just the week before, she'd literally pulled up with her car, popped the boot, come out, and they just put all their flowers in the ground.
You know the technical term for those flowers.
And she was digging them all up, putting them in trays,
oh, no.
And taking them. And when he confronted her, he didn't have any powers. There's no park warden arresting powers in England anyway. I don't know about here. You've probably got guns. And he basically went up to her and says, what are you doing? She goes, I've paid for this with my tax money. And she just stole the whole lot.
And off.
Like entire flower beds.
No. Well, yeah. No. I don't know. I mean, look, if a flower makes you happy and you want to steal one, you know, go ahead. At least... I know that sounds a bit off, but if you're going to nick it, at least it's something pretty That's gonna, that may make other people
like
smile.
Diamonds are pretty.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it just, yeah.
It's not going to last long.
No, look, no wrong makes a right, and et cetera, and all of those cliches as I go with it. But, you know.
If you were going to do Grand Theft Garden, what would you go for?
I like the opposite of Grand Theft Garden, which is guerrilla gardening.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Isn't that the nicer one?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
I've only ever done it once properly.
Well, what, guerrilla gardening?
Torch. Yeah, yeah. Head torch. Red lens so that my eyes can still see the ground, and go out with small utensils, small trowel, small. That's how I planted my spiky person hurting hedge.
Did you guerrilla garden?
Because it was the other side of where I am, and it was kind of in an area where kids might play sometimes, but I didn't want them playing too close, so that's why I planted it there.
Yeah, but that's in your own garden, like.
No, it was the other side.
Oh, you planted.
Yeah, okay. In a public kind of publicy area. And I thought, well, I don't ask permission. I'll just go and drop it over there where everybody's asleep. I did feel a bit wrong. I like the idea of planting random veg around cities.
I like the idea of just planting around cities, full stop, to be quite honest, which I think it's particularly in Dublin, if you're ever walking up on Collins Street. If the last time you were here it was about 20 years ago, and you walk up it now, they've done something quite beautiful with it. With the trees, where there's that bit where you can't entirely see to the end of the street, all the trees are just above 6 foot in height, and they kind of, some of them, silly as it sounds, they go upwards, but you can see underneath the canopy of the trees. But it's a funny thing where you've got two straight lines. If you've ever drawn two straight lines on a picture, they eventually narrow in to meet. Yeah. And visually it does that on a Collins Street. It's they've done it quite well there, but I would love to do that in I'd love to do that in somebody else's garden, you know, just lift the trees out of there. But no, I don't know. So, yeah, there you go. Gardeners on the internet. It's maybe the two of them shouldn't meet together.
It's interesting. It's definitely a good recipe, I think. If anybody wants to go and see all of the stuff in one place.
Oh, blog.donaganlandscaping.com. Yeah, blog.donaganlandscaping.com is where it's all housed. That's Facebooky, Twittery stuff. That's where it all meets.
And if they want to listen to your audio dulcet tones?
Oh yeah, Fridays, 3 p.m, 103.2, Dublin City FM. The Sod Show, it'll grow on you. No, that's the radio show.
The Sod Show, it'll grow on you. Can you get that online as well?
You can get that online, yeah, the blog every Friday. Yeah, blog.donaganlandscape.com or audioboo.fm/DonaganLandscaping.
For a gardener, you don't sound like you do much digging.
Yeah. Well, I'm a good talker. May as well record it, you know.
I can see t-shirts cropping up all over the place with your face on. Well, I'm a good talker.
Yeah, I know Mark Rock. I know Mark Rock. That's, I have to say, AudioView is the greatest asset. We spoke about this last year. There's something about not having to go and edit a 3-minute piece of audio and upload it that makes doing audio quite sexy.
So 15 minutes, how does that fare? Probably needs an edit.
I reckon we could go for another 15 at least.
If it wasn't for the fact you had to walk across town, we will do.
Yeah.
I'll come back to Dublin. I really appreciate you coming out and teaching me exactly how big my bladder is.
Hey, Guinness
seems to kind of... I'm feeling the vitamin B12 coursing through my veins.
You've had a lot more than I have. I only had 2 7-ups. And a fruit-based drink for the lady, of course, yes.
Yeah, of course, because you do have to work tomorrow night.
Oh, I'll be up the top of a very large tree tomorrow morning at about 6:30, and if I'm not, a 1.5-year-old-sized lady will dance on my head and smack me with a baby's bottle or something along those lines. Yeah, that'll happen.
Good luck. We've all got our organic alarm clocks. I'm stopping in Dublin tonight, flying back tomorrow. It's been a pleasure, sir. Thank you very much.
Hey, honoured to be in your company again, Christian. Cheers.